Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire broadcast podcast is for the last day of 2022, December 31st, 2022. And I'm going to answer a wonderful question that was sent to me by Tracy in Los Angeles, who has been listening and watching me for many, many years on Aspire. And I want to thank her for her kind comments. I met her muy years ago. She's mid-70s and, what shall I say, living well. And she talks to me from time to time. We get together with our hearts in meditation almost every day. She meditates with me in the morning. So I am I'm very grateful for her. Her question is this: is there such a thing as time? Do we really go into another new year? Of course, she's asking this question, I think, mainly for my audience, not for herself, because I think she really does understand. I'm going to bow to the Buddha, which I love to do, not a problem. When asked, what is the biggest mistake we make in life? Gautama Buddha said, the biggest mistake is that you think you have time. And most people don't get it. They think they have enough time to do whatever it is they want to do and then stick a spiritual practice in there. Somewhere, a few minutes here, a few minutes there in the day, maybe once a week, whatever. And that's as far as they go. Our time is very, very important. And how we live in the moments we have on this earth are extremely important. They define us. We spend a large portion of years in our life trying to sleep. I think the statistic is 28.3 years sleeping. And that means a third of our life is spent sleeping and struggling with it as we get older. We spend well over 50% of our time in our jobs, well over. We spend silly amounts of time, 9 years of our life on TV, social media, things like that. We spend 4 years eating and drinking. Well, that's, I think, modest. And these are statistics on the web. We spend 3.5 years in education. I don't think that's true. I think I spent far more than that. We spend, I like this one, 2.5 years grooming ourselves. We spend 2.5 years each year of our life, I guess, shopping. I don't know where they come up with these statistics, but I do like what Steve Jobs said. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. And I do agree with all of that. I think Tracy, the thing that is most important is not the amount of time we have, but how we use the time. And to live someone else's life, as Steve Jobs said, and to think that we have enough time, to waste on frivolous things, is which I think most of us have found that we do at times, it's ridiculous. So it isn't, is there time? No, there is not time. There is the movement and the escalation of life as it moves towards its own priorities, its own evolution, its own beauty. And it is always moving. Time is not what it's really all about. Time is not what our living is all about. We are not governed by time. We are governed by how we live our life moment to moment to moment. It is only in the moments that there seems to be the ideal of meaning and substance in our life. Otherwise, what do we have? There is no such thing as time. There are only moments. And these moments, if used well, if used in insight, if lived in compassion and love and forgiveness, mercy, generosity, those moments bring us to more moments and more moments that bring authenticity to compassion and love. At the end of the day, the end of a person's life, what do you have? You have an estate, you have money, you have children. That's it. And all those things are temporary. They're open to the whole idea of not, shall we say, living in the way they are just objects and things. They don't really matter much at all. In fact, not at all. The only thing that matters is how you live your life, moment to moment to moment. So the accumulation of stuff and things in the course of a person's lifetime is just stuff and things. We live in the impermanence of a world and a lifetime that should bring about some sense of order in our life. What should be the priority of our moment-to-moment life? That is what we should be looking at. Not the length of time we have, but the moments we have and how we live in them in the beauty of their essence. And do we become beautiful in each and every moment, or do we become discriminatory and discriminate between one moment and another, living in conflict, living in pain, living in sorrow, living in those things that we will regret and doing those things we will regret? How do we live our life? And that is more important than the, shall we say, longevity of a person's life. How do I live in the moments of my life? How do you live in the moments of your life? Were you generous? Were you compassionate? Were you forgiving? Were you merciful? Were you in combat all the time, comparing yourself? How much of your lifetime was lived in avoiding what you dislike or hate? How much was, shall we say, lived in the compassion of something that was greater than, shall we say, our natural human inclination? I like what Steve Jobs did say, you know, your time is limited, so don't waste it in living someone else's life, living the expectations of other people. My students are always living in the expectations of their dead parents, and they never get over it. And even though you tell people, don't do that, they do it anyway because that's their first inclination. If you live out of your human body, you will miss your entire life. And I know you're shaking your head saying, well, how do I not live out of my human body? You have to transcend. You have to live in something that is greater than the human body can afford you. You must live in that which lives within you, love. It is only love that matters. So Tracy, I think the idea of is there time, do we enter into a new year, it all depends on you. What are you going to live in? What are you going to do with each and every moment of your life? And those moments add up and add up and add up until they create what we think of as time. And it's really not the ticks of the clock. It is whether or not we entered into the heartbeat of our life. The biggest mistake we make is to think we have time or that we are captured by time. The biggest mistake we make is to miss each and every moment. Thank you, Tracy, for your beautiful question, and may you have a blessed new year. Please forgive me. Namaste. I want to thank you for listening to me this year. I really do, all of you. I appreciate your kind comments and your loving questions. And if you have questions, please contact me at greg@aspire.org. That's greg@aspire.org. I'll be back on the air tomorrow with a New Year's message. Please forgive me, eh? Namaste.